What up, good people? This is another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn with your boy, East New York's own Justin motherfucking Ramos, here live in Atlanta, Georgia, East Atlanta Village to be exact, East Atlanta in the A. Yo, so night one of the 1865 Comedy Fest was incredible, man. I got there early for the check-in, got my drink tickets, started meeting comedians right away, man. Oh my God, it was just, it was love, man. It was love, it was love, it was love. Of course, you know, I saw my homegirl. What up, dude? My homegirl, Vanetta Schofield, the creator, if you will, of this wonderful 1865 Comedy Fest. Again, this comedy festival is in honor of Juneteenth, okay? You know, 401 years ago, you know, we found out that black folks were free. So it's a beautiful thing that it highlights, you know, 1865 and the importance of Juneteenth and Juneteenth and excuse my lisp. And it also highlights the importance of black comedy and black comedians, black art, you know what I mean? Black entertainment. Black entertainment. And where else better to do it than Atlanta, aka Wakanda? You understand? It was dope, man. You know, the setup is cool. I got interviewed pretty much as soon as I got there. That was cool. You know, they're doing an interview portion. Basically a documentary portion. I was interviewed by Azeel Moon, very, very talented young brother. I don't know if he's getting into the field of broadcasting, but he's doing a great job so far. You know, that's my field. That's my field, man. I had a photo shoot that went well because there's a lot of really good scenery out here, a lot of good backgrounds and just dope artwork out here. Part of the festival, one of the events spaces, well, it's not really an event space, it's a bar, 10 ATL. They have some amazing artwork there. They do music and like little poetry and things like that over there. And the drinks, oh my God, the drinks were just banging, 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 banging. Shout out to the bartender over there, Farida. She makes some great ass drinks. But yeah, man, seriously though, the vibe was cool. The very first showcase we were all part of, everyone that was in town on day one that was participating in the festival, all of the comedians, we got to showcase our, basically introduce ourselves in 1 minute in the joke jam, and that was cool. We got like a minute and a half, so it was cool, man. It was a cool introduction. I opened with my bit about my uncle John's, because I had two great Uncle Johns, and I opened with that bit, and it went well, you know. And what I liked was that all of the comics were supportive of each other. When we got on stage, you know, we gave energy, we gave love, we gave laughs, we applauded, we cheered, and it was dope, man. Like, it was like, and no one, like, we were the audience. There were some audience there for the joke jam, but it was just so much love. It was support, you know what I mean? Which is kind of rare in comedy sometimes. I can say that about New York. I can't say that about outside of New York. And, you know, these comics are coming from all over the country, man. West Coast, Midwest, Dirty South, Northeast region, Southeast region, everywhere. Excuse me. It's just allergies. Don't worry. I ain't got the Rona. I only been here one day. I ain't got it. And it was cool, man. You know, Robin Montague is in it, like the legend from season one of Def Comedy Jam is in the same festival as me. Like, that's incredible. You know, Tina Graham is down here. You know, I got to see my boy Clipper Man came through, you know, hanging out, and we hadn't seen each other in a couple years, you know, because I think he moved back home to where he's from, Detroit. So, you know, it was cool to, you know, see Tina Graham and connect, you know, reconnect, I should say, with everyone that I know from New York and people I know from other states that have lived in New York. And, you know, it was a real interesting conversation with some of the comics on here. You know, I'm going to have some of them, you know, on the show when they're not too busy, you know, running around. Because, you know, not only are we out here doing, you know, the 1865 Comedy Fest, you know, we're doing other shows in the area, you know, so, you know. But no, seriously, though, it was like interesting conversations, you know, with people hold New York comedy on a high pedestal, and they should, because New York is the mecca of stand-up comedy. It's the mecca for a lot of things, excuse me, in entertainment. Excuse me, I got hiccups. It's crazy, I should get some water. seriously though, man, everyone, you know, comics were talking about how they had moved to New York. Hold on, this is a water break. All right. And you know, just we're sharing knowledge of comedians that we know, veterans in the game, and producers of shows and different venues. I heard New York Comedy Club mentioned a couple times last night. Broadway Comedy Club mentioned a couple times, which, real quick plug, I'll be there on the 28th of July, the day after my birthday edition of my new show, The Brooklyn Coalition. Tickets on sale on Eventbrite. The Brooklyn Coalition birthday edition tickets are on sale. Holla at your boy. Show APN, you know, Broadway Comedy Club. Anyway, and you know, the amazement of how, it's amazing to me of how people cherish New York, you know, on a comedy level. And just on a, just period. Like, New York is just, like, top tier to people. And to me, it's just New York. You know, I love my city. I love Brooklyn. I love Manhattan. You know, I love Harlem, even though it's in Manhattan. But we separated, because that's what we do as black folks. We separated. I like Queens. I like the Bronx. You know, I don't really care too much for Staten Island, but I got family there. So I'm going to say I love Staten Island. Or in the words of Smokey Suarez, Staten Island. but yeah, man, you know, quick water break. Hold on. It's just all love, man. The drinks out here are good. Vanetta makes a good rum punch. It was very tasty. The food out here is delicious. I had a salmon Caesar wrap from the wing spot that was out here. I'm going to get them wings today. I didn't have time because, like a mom, like a stage mom and a momager, Vanetta came across the street to the bar we was at and was like, hey, we starting the joke jam at 7, so bring y'all asses over here, motherfucker. So, you know, I had to just get something quick. I'm going to get them wings, man. I'm going to get them wings. I had some pizza late night, you know. That shit was good, you know. I had some bacon on that motherfucker with some garlic bread and a cherry coke while I was watching some stand-up comedy, you know. Because that's what I do after shows. That's how I stay creative. I watch or listen to comedy albums, watch stand-up specials, or listen to comedy albums before and after shows. It's just how I prep for the next day or for the day. I also, after I did the joke jam, I jetted over to Blue Lagoon in Buckhead, Atlanta. Which is still ATL, but it's just another part of ATL's a town within the town. And that was cool. I met Quick, the producer of that particular show. The host, of course, was K-Dub. I got to see my man, Zoo Man Miller. I haven't seen Zoo Man in almost 10 years. You know, he used to come up to New York a lot, so we chopped it up. And, you know, I met a few of these down south comics out here in Atlanta. I saw Moat Williams, who I hadn't seen in about 4 or 5 years. I remember when he came up to New York and was in the Talents comedy competition, and he won at Caroline's. So it was dope to see him in his hometown rip the stage. Me, I was on stage, and you know, there was laughter, but it wasn't what I was expecting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of them hood rooms where it was like pocket laughter. Like, you get the yeah. All right, nigga, next joke. So there was, you know, there was folks around the room that were fucking with it. So it was like an up and down set. I was just watching the video playback, and I saw areas of where I could have did better things. I think I should have did more crowd work and like abandoned my set. Like I opened with crowd work and then I kind of tried to go to material, and it wasn't that type of crowd for material. And you know, you learn from that, right? So it was a half a bomb, you know. To me it was, you know. Of course, you know, the bouncers showed love after because they were watching. You know, the bartenders showed love, you know. People in the back were fucking with it. The comics fucked with it, you know. But that's the beauty of comedy. Like, even when you're in your head and you don't think that you're doing amazing on stage that night, there are people that were listening and fucked with you. So, you know, it was an okay set. It was a decent set. I wouldn't say it was a bomb. A bomb is when you don't get any laughs. You just up there dying on stage. Like, you could just light yourself on fire and niggas won't laugh. It wasn't like that. It was not like that. So, you know, I just, you know, I watched the tape and I saw what I could do better. You know what I mean? Which is important. I, you know, I carry my tripod on. I put it right in front of the stage. You know what I'm saying? With my phone set up. Boom. And I just went, you know, K-Dub show love. You know, I appreciate it. I'm going to be rocking with him tonight again, if I can make it to Azul. But I think their showtime starts the same time that I'm doing the old school versus new school comedy showcase in 1865. So, you know, I would have to jet from East Atlanta to Buckhead again. But if they start at the same time, I can't make it because I don't know the lineup. However, I most definitely will make the Spice House tonight in Decatur, Georgia. Shout out to Quick and letting me know about that show. So, you know, tonight I got the old school versus new school showcase in East Atlanta for the 1865 Comedy Fest at 8 p.m. And then I'm going to slide over to the Spice House in Decatur, Georgia. You know, introduce myself to Cassius, the host of that. So shout out to Quick for that, man. Quick's a good dude, you know. I'm going to call some of my peoples out here. Let them know I'm out here. Maybe we could do some skits, you know. Tomorrow, my plans are to be at the Oak Comedy Lounge in Atlanta. So that's a real popping spot. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow as well. Looking forward to the food out here. I'm trying to go to Ludacris's Chicken and Beer restaurant. I want some Zaxby's for lunch and or breakfast. You know, I'm hearing Zaxby's is the chicken spot out here. Okay. So, you know, I aims to, you know, look around the city. There's some art exhibits out here. They got a graffiti art exhibit that I'm interested in. You know, they got different activities. I definitely want to check out the malls out here. I found a sneaker spot already, and it's across the street from where the comedy festival is. So I'm going to check that out at some point today. They do buy, sell, and trade out here at that particular spot. I think the spot is called Versus. So, you know, I'm in the sneakers, you know, a couple of releases coming out, you know what I'm saying? mostly dunks right now that are coming out. Them fucking Gundam Wing dunks. You see how I'm switching from comedy to sneakers? That's what we do here, Just a Kid from Brooklyn. no, but seriously, though, I got, not only am I doing this podcast out here, I'm going to drop another episode while I'm out here, because I'm out here till Sunday. So I think I could get like a couple episodes for you guys while I'm out here. I just most recently did a Sound Minds podcast on YouTube right now. Shout out to George Escalante. Shout out to Kareem Blue, man. We gave a good episode as comics. We were the first comedians ever on a Sound Minds podcast. Shout out to Jose, my boy, the owner of Trey Star Clothing. LES's mayor, a.k.a. Trey. The mayor of the Lower East Side of Manhattan, for hooking that up and linking me up with those good brothers at Sound Minds podcast. That was so awesome. It was 90 minutes. I was starving, but I still gave a great interview. Okay. And I just thought it was good. It was a good vibe. So make sure y'all check that out on YouTube. And I can't wait to do another pod with them or have them on this particular show. Just a Kid from Brooklyn, streaming everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Friday, I will be recording It Be Your Own People podcast. It's going to be video and audio, I believe. Don't know if they're going to, when they'll drop the video portion of It Be Your Own People's, the episode we're doing this Friday. So shout out to Selly and Treva, a.k.a. Selinette and Tree. Or did I say it the wrong way? Who knows? Selly and Tree, a.k.a. Selinette and Treva. Those are my sisters from other misters. Also fellow East New York, Brooklyn natives. East New York, we taking over like we always been. Shout out to Jimmy Schmitz for getting his Hollywood star, his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, man. I mean, the sky's the limit. If my brother who grew up on the next block from me, all right, I grew up on New Jersey Avenue. Jimmy Schmitz grew up one block over on Vermont. Okay, so I'm just saying, anything is possible. If he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, then another East New Yorker named Justin Ramos could do the same thing in the next 20, 30 years. You never know. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting into the acting now. I'm acting. Fuck it. Not getting into it. I'm doing it. Okay? You know, I'll be in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. You know, this season 4. I'm trying to get more episodes as we speak. They're reaching out. I'm reaching back. So hopefully they lock it in and I get back on set as early as next week. Yeah, man. It's just a good time in Atlanta. It's a good time in New York, even when I'm not there. Because I know what's going on. My ears to the street. Feet on the pavement. Anyway, I can't rap. But yeah, man. So expect more episodes while I'm out here. I'm going to get a couple of the comics. Maybe I could get Vanetta for like a quick 5-10 minute, you know, interview. And just have different comedians on one episode. You know, if you guys, you know, are interested in that, which I hope you are, you know, just message me on any of my socials at Justin the Comic. Keep listening to this show, ladies and gentlemen. Justin the Comic is trying to do things for you, aka Justin Ramos. That's me, East New York Zone. This has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. Yeah, man, we gonna keep rocking, man. So, you know, like this, share it, subscribe to it, give it a 5-star rating on Apple, listen to it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Bullhorn, Overcast, Pocket Cast, your mama's cast, your daddy's cast, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, your grandpappy, your grandmama. Let them know that this is the show. It's your boy Justin Ramos, East New York in the building, and we in the A. This the A edition, in the A, in the A, in the A. Peace out. Yes, sir.